From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Millions of Americans have driven, flown, and ridden buses and trains to be with friends and relatives on Thanksgiving, and many more will be on their way today. But with millions also out of jobs, many people are staying home this year because they can't afford to travel. President Obama acknowledges the tough economic times in his weekly address delivered early this week. He also celebrates the country's strengths and values. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says there's no question it's been a tough year for many Americans, with lingering wars and unemployment now at the highest level in a generation. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Mr. Obama said in more tranquil times, it's all too easy to take one's blessings for granted. He noted that President Lincoln set aside the first National Day of Thanksgiving in the midst of the Civil War.
So think about that. When times were darkest, President Lincoln understood that our American blessings shined brighter than ever.
Next week, the president is set to announce a new strategy for Afghanistan and host a high-level forum at the White House on job creation. He said he hopes by next Thanksgiving, the nation will have reached a brighter day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
The voice of Frank Sinatra awakened astronauts aboard Space Shuttle Atlantis today. They're heading home from the International Space Station, and they're to land in Florida tomorrow. As for Thanksgiving dinner, it will have to wait. Today, it's standard shuttle fare for the six astronauts in a traditional meal planned on Earth tomorrow. Mortgage rates in the U.S. have fallen to the lowest levels on record. The Federal Reserve has been intervening to keep rates low to try to boost the economy. NPR's Chris Arnold has this report.
If you're a homeowner and you wouldn't mind getting yourself a nice present for the holidays, it might be worth calling your bank or broker to see about refinancing. Rates this week dipped down to tie the lowest level on record. The Freddie Mac Weekly Survey of Mortgage Rates for 30-year fixed-rate loans is under 4.8%. That's a full percentage point lower than a year ago.
We're saving people upwards of $200 to $300 a month right now, which is a car payment or the property taxes, for that matter.
Paul Van Ward is a mortgage broker outside Boston. He says, though, not everyone can qualify. Self-employed people are having trouble. He says others are running into problems with home appraisers underestimating the value of their homes. But for people with good credit who can qualify, rates are as low as they've ever been. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
The Secret Service says it's looking into security procedures at the White House after two people crashed President Obama's first state dinner there on Tuesday night. A spokesman says the president and his guest, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, were never in any danger, but he confirms the Secret Service first learned of the security breach through media inquiries yesterday. This is NPR News. A 26-year-old man stuck upside down in a cave in Utah for more than a day died early today. Reporter James Nelson provided some details.
As I understand it from the rescue people, the narrowness of the area where he was stuck made it extremely difficult and hazardous. In fact, they said they'd never seen anything like this, where this man was bent around a corner and stuck, and they couldn't even get close enough to have an effective effort in rescuing and getting him out of there.
At one point yesterday, John Jones was briefly freed, but the cord supporting him failed and he fell back into the space. Prospects for the merger between business software companies Oracle and Sun Microsystems continue to dim. The European Union has set a hearing on the merger for early next month, and Frank Browning has more.
The $7 billion merger between the computer and software giants has already gotten negative noise from the European Commission's competition authorities, who've argued that it would further concentrate IT services and equipment in the business sector. The Commission has set the hearing for December 10th and promised to issue a final ruling by the end of January. Oracle had earlier requested an extension to present its arguments that the merger, already approved by the U.S. Justice Department, would not be anti-competitive. Sun is the developer of Java language, widely used in small to medium-sized businesses. A letter signed by 59 U.S. senators has urged the EU to move quickly. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.